Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviva Youssef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is the leap of faith. Before we get to that, I'm reminding you that I've started a new series of live sessions where I share some material from my work in progress book and I answer live questions. The first one was last week. If you want to know about the next ones, do subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the show notes. Now, the leap of faith. I was talking the other day with a tech leader who was having a very common sort of problem. His teammates were not really taking the lead. They're not being as autonomous, as driven as he would have hoped. They are not taking the initiative. They do not realize how much agency they have. And he said that he has tried to talk to them a bit. He knows that there are cultural issues, this being a global team, etc., etc. But no matter what, it seems like they depend on him. Eventually, what happens is that they bring the most critical issues, the decisions, and put them at his doorstep, even though these are things that he has talked to them about before, even though there are things that they know better than him. You know the drill. Now, this reminds me a bit like taking my kids out and doing things that they're afraid of doing. For example, one of my kids is now trying to learn how to roller skate. And it is amazing because I keep repeating this to her. When she knows I'm next to her, she knows that I'm always there within reach, she does poorly. You know why? Because whenever she loses balance for a fraction of a second, what does she do? She instinctively reaches out to where she knows I'm supposed to be and puts all of her balance, knowing Dad is going to support her. And while that means that she doesn't fall, it doesn't give her any new capabilities, any practice about what it would feel like to just do this roller skating like you're supposed to. And after a lot of talking, she agreed to have a test run where I was, not right next to her. I was standing still, watching her go in circles. And all of a sudden, she was doing a lot better. Yeah, it was scary, but she was learning a lot faster. Because, you know what? She didn't have anyone else to rely on. If she's gonna fall, she's gonna fall. And this is the leap of faith we're talking about. I had to create a framework that allowed her to take this leap of faith. How did I do that? Well, we put on a bunch of protective gear. I talked to her about how to fall. I told her that everyone falls. We covered what might happen if she falls, what's the likely scenario. She saw a bunch of other kids falling around her in the play yard. And only after that guidance was she able to finally take the leap of faith and start practicing with that daddy holding her hand. And it might sound a bit ridiculous, but I promise you, something similar is happening in so many teams worldwide because we have failed to create the right sort of psychological safety that allows people to take the initiative. They fear falling because they don't know what might happen. Will you get really angry? Might they get fired? How will they know when they're supposed to really use your help? And you have to create this. If you want to cultivate real agency, if you want to create an organization where you're not constantly handholding, in my case literally, in your case figuratively, if you want to do that, you have to cultivate a culture that has enough safety, where people understand what is acceptable, where you push them always a slightly bit more outside of their comfort zone so they taste the new air out there. They try new things. They get a sense of what this autonomy really means. They see that the agency you tell them that they have is genuine. It is not just lip service. So when they come up to you with questions, rather than answering them, you give them the right sort of defaults to work with. When they ask you for the handholding, you find the right way to make them take the leap of faith and try on their own for a couple of minutes before they ask you to be involved, because many times that will mean you will not need to be involved. Have these discussions one-on-one with the team when something doesn't go as expected. Have a postmortem about it. Realize what sort of fears are there that you're missing. This is especially important if you have a cross-cultural team, a team that has people from different countries, different backgrounds, different ages, because they might view the work very differently. They might view the dangers, in air quotes, very differently. And you have to talk about it. You have to tailor the message appropriately to the different people on your team. And once you do that, once the team leads, the engineering managers, the leaders in your organization understand that, each one of them is able to achieve a lot more. You can see teams that deliver a lot better. And even if they're going to fall quite a bit more, they're going to get a lot more practice done. They're going to improve a lot faster. Your organizational speed of change, a concept from my first book, is going to rapidly accelerate. And this is what we want. If we're talking about tripling impact per engineer, remember the very first 3 seconds of every episode of this podcast, that's what you need to do. That's this sort of framework we have to create. And you can do that, I'm sure. So you get after doing that, I'm going to go and have another nice trip to the playground, and I'll see you here next week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech execs, and you're going to find out when's my next live session. So thank you. Talk soon.